everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Kate, with the Global Tell Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. Wonderful to have you all with us. And today's topic is emergency relief from anxiety and stress, your fast track into joy. So those of you that have been feeling the anxiety, they've been feeling bogged down with stress. I know this is true for many, many of us. Even if it's not our own stress, you might be picking up on the global stress that's going on right now. Or even for some people, there are, latent energies that are getting triggered that were otherwise just, sitting there dormant. So there's a lot going on, and I doubt that anybody right now can say they are absolutely stress-free. Today's call is especially great news for those of you that have been dealing with chronic stress, like everyday anxiety, stress, panic attacks, or depression. I know that there are many of you that relate to that. I was reading some of the webcast comments before the call started, and I was reading many comments about that. Pain and anxiety every day, please help. I've tried everything. I would dearly love support for my panic attacks. This is another person. They're saying they run every day with different levels. To be able to gain help for this would be wonderful. Another person said, I've experienced acute anxiety attacks for 30 years. No one has ever been able to help resolve this, even a little, and I would love support. So I know this is a very chronic, very major problem for a lot of people. And some people run an anxiety level of 8, 9, or 10 almost every day. And it is absolutely detrimental for your health. It wreaks havoc on your brain health, your emotional health, and your physiological health. The number one cause for all kinds of disease and death is stress. It's a silent killer. And then, of course, we know about depression. So many people suffer silently because other people that don't have depression don't understand it. So that is why this is great news today that we have with us a healer who has made it her life mission to help people that suffer from this. Also, the results that she gets are amazing. I personally witnessed this the first time I worked with Susan, who is our special guest speaker today, and then just a couple of days ago when she worked with a couple of other people, including myself. And if you have a stress level right now from on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're at an 8, then you need to raise your hand and be on the phone line so that you can connect with Susan, because we're requesting that today only those people raise their hands that on a scale of 1 to 10 are at least an 8, because Susan can really, within minutes, you will see that level 8 is going to drop down to a 2 and then a 0. You're just going to feel it just dissipate. So some of you, for you, that might be the first time in years that you would have no panic attacks, no stress, no anxiety. You won't be able to find that energy anymore. So that's how amazing her work is. If you read the case studies of people, real people just like you, who have already been helped by Susan, you will be amazed at what their feedback is and how greatly she has helped them. I mean, I don't need to tell you, if you're someone who has been suffering chronically from this and suddenly you have relief, somebody's able to help take that away, you don't need me to tell you how your life would change. You already know that. It would change dramatically in many, many ways, not just for yourself, but also for your loved ones. So please make sure that you connect with today's call, receive all the energies, all the healing work that is going to be done. Even when Susan is working with someone else, just say yes to receiving those energies so that you receive them as well. And then make a qualified decision with discernment if this works for you. If it's a yes, please do yourself a favor and invest in this, because you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to try this. Everybody, deserves to be happy and healthy in their lives, and no one deserves to go through chronic stress without treatment. And I'm not going to say much here because you guys already know. Mainstream medicine doesn't have the answer. Most of the times, they just, throw a bunch of things against the wall, hoping something is going to stick, because they themselves don't understand how this works. the highest majority of suicides and unhappiness happen to be in the mental health community, in the psychiatrists and psychologists in that community. I myself, when I dealt with depression last year, I had to experience this firsthand. And because I had a doctor friend who forced me to go down that route, scared me because it was quite severe. And then after a few months of just being a guinea pig for different medications that did not work, I stopped cold turkey and got spiritual help and haven't had to take medication since then. That was about a year ago. So anyway, and oh, one more thing. There are some amazing bonuses that Susan is offering today. Her MP3s are phenomenal. I've been using her sleep MP3 since the last 4 days, and I have trouble going to sleep because I've gotten into this bad habit, unfortunately, of binging on Netflix. So my brain just, you know, doesn't know when to switch off. I listen to her MP3. Within 10 minutes, I'm sleeping like a baby. It is amazing. And then she has another one. Those of you that get, I was reading comments that, you know, I deal with stress and anxiety at different levels throughout the day. Those are going to be your lifesaver, your go-to tools that you can keep handy on your phone, five-minute tracks. You listen to that, you'll see your stress level go from a 10 to a 0 by the time it's done. Fantastic stuff, you guys, which we will do today. All right, so Susan is an energy healer, and her journey started as a call to the quick passing of her seemingly healthy father. She made a radical decision to take her 21 years of software engineering experience, analytical skills, and action-oriented style, and with faith and gratitude stepped onto a new path. Stemmed from a deep desire to help others to be healthier and happier, she found her way to effectively bridge the analytical with the intuitive. This ignited her passion to energy healing and has fueled the last 14 years of service in her own holistic energy healing practice. Welcome to the show, Susan. We are so excited to have you with us, my dear.
Oh, my gosh, Aaron. Thank you. I am absolutely honored to be here and to be of service of all these callers. Thank you for joining and taking the time to just be here and listen. My passion really is to be of service to you all and to the world, and so having this opportunity is just beautiful, and I thank you for letting me be here to help you.
Absolutely. It is an honor to be sharing this space with you today, and I'm just letting you guys know that I'm lowering all hands right now. Whoever raised their hand, I have lowered them. So, again, I'm going to make this announcement. We're really serious this time because we want to help people that are suffering from acute level stress or anxiety. So if you feel, if it's stress, anxiety, panic attack, fear, depression, grief, any of those emotions that on a scale of 1 to 10, at the moment you're feeling at about a 7 or an 8, please raise your hand by pressing star 2. You have to be on the phone line. There are many people who have messaged on the webcast asking for help. I'm sorry, if you need help, you have to be on the phone so that, you know, this is interactive. Susan will ask you questions as well. She will need your feedback. And then she keeps checking to see if it's gone down to a 2 or a 0. That's when we know that it's leaving your body. So please make sure you dial in. The information is there on the email that was sent by us. You dial in, and then once you're connected to the call, press star 2. And that will help place you in the queue, okay? So, all right. So my first question to you, dear Susan, this is, like I said, it's a very, very big problem. It's prevalent. It's just everybody mm-hmm. I talk to these days is complaining about it, you know, of course, because of the pandemic as well. You have helped many, many people to get out of depression and anxiety. In your opinion, what keeps people stuck in this, in stress and anxiety?
I'd say probably the biggest component is other people's stuff, your family stuff, the world stuff, collective energies, worries and stressors, which you definitely just talked about. That piece, we don't realize how much of that we take on unknowingly, and it can literally be 50, 60%, even more of what we have going on. So being able to look at that and address that and let that go, because these are things that are not in our control. And so there's no reason for us to be holding on to them. But we tend to, wow. And especially with this group here, there's so many empaths and intuitives that they're ones that really do take on the weight of the world. And so there are ways to take care of this. So that's probably the biggest key piece. And then it's just our own, you know, past trauma, stuff that we've had as a kid that are held in our memories, held in our brain and our heart. And we can't move forward when those things are just in our forefront all of the time. And so that keeps us in those places and just doesn't let us go. We worry about the future. We worry about the past. There's just so many pieces that we tend to just take on, but we don't have to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways to let them go. So that's what all this is about.
So when you're reading someone, when you tune into someone's energy, what are you typically looking for and how do you see it?
Well, first I'll say, you know, all of this works through divine source. So I am just a receiver and a flower of this energy. I call in my guides, my angels for the highest good of all. And that's why I can even do what I'm doing. So when I call in all of that support, then I literally can go in and with just all the learning and the research that I've done, I can see into the body, ask it questions. It'll tell me what's going on. So we look for part of what we just talked about earlier. We look for those dark places, the cords, the connections, that aren't healthy. There's, you know, negative energies have a look to them. They're heavier. They're darker, and there might be holes. There might be blockages. And I can physically see those things. Go to the sources of those. Ask you questions. Ask the body questions. And it will tell me all that it needs to know because it's wanting to find balance and peace as well. And so when I go in there, I ask for those, where's the disharmonies? We go to the places that those are. And it's often just with love and forgiveness that we can just let those just fall away, that they just let go. So the seeing part is really just intuiting that information, seeing what the body's saying, talking to the heart, and just addressing what is telling me. And then once those things are, it can receive the things it needs. Mm-hmm. You know, our bodies are innately joyful and happy and peaceful and calm. We just get all these layers that get bombarded over life that just need to be, you know, stripped away, fallen away, and detached. And then we can really get to who we're supposed to be, pouring the energies that help us.
Yeah. And it's so fascinating, Susan, because when you're working with someone, that's why I ask, because, like, how do you see it? Because it's so quick. And everybody that you worked with when I was observing, they were just, you know, almost like exclaiming, like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I can feel the energy. And then when you worked on me also, I felt it. I actually felt the energy moving. It was really amazing. So, okay, we don't have a lot of people that raise their hands, so that's interesting. I am grateful. Thank you, guys. It's probably because people are giving a chance to those that really need help. So grateful. Thank you so much for being mindful of that. All right, so we have about 10 people that raised their hands. Gretchen, I'm going to need your help unmuting people today because my connection is not that strong. So let's just go with... you know, let's just start working top of the list down. So let's unmute number one, and that is area code 678. Gretchen, are you there?
Yep, yes, 678, you're unmuted.
Okay, awesome. 678, who is that? Who's that?
It's Shireen.
Shireen?
Can you guys hear me? Yes.
Yes, hi, Shireen. How are you today?
You have to speak up a little bit, honey. Can you talk? Can you just talk a little bit louder?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
A little bit, yes.
Shireen, okay. And what's your question, dear?
Well, my question is, I have actually been dealing with severe anxiety and panic attacks since I was a child, which included hair pulling, OCD behaviors since I can remember maybe 7 or 8. But then the panic attacks started in 2018. And the doctors, all of the doctors that I went to, therapists, just told me I needed medication. there was nothing that they can do. So I ended up, you know, going down the natural path, and I actually started my certification with Reiki, and I've been trying to look for ways to help heal, but it just seems the anxiety, it'll get better for one day or 2 days, but then the next day it's just full-blown. I can't even sit still. And I know that it has some, you know, to do with the collective right now with the whole pandemic, but even before then, just random panic attacks. So my question to you is there any way you can see what is causing it for me specifically and how to release it? Because I do have two small children, and I feel like I'm not being the mother that I always dreamt I would be because of so much fear and anxiety and just random panic attacks that happen in front of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Shereen, just for the moment, just take a breath, just as audible as you want, and just breathe out. And for a moment, I want you to put your awareness into your heart, just like you're breathing in and out of your heart. This will calm things down a little bit so I can go in and take a look and see where those connections are, where those roots are that have created this. Now, the anxiety you said was from a child. So basically, it's all of your life that you can remember, or was there a certain age? Just the first number that comes to your mind. What is the age that you
the
recall that?
The first number is always 7.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And just put in your mind just whatever person, whatever experience, any memories that are coming to your mind of when that started at age 7. Because often those are not, they're not ours. They're something from a family member, often a parent or a grandparent. It's often their anxieties and situations that's going on that you have taken on. And so what I want you to do is we're just going to go and just lovingly, we're just going to lovingly untie those. I breathe quite a bit as I work, so just know that it's going. All involved, we're going to just be sending love and forgiveness. As we untie, Shereen, I want you to know that you are so fully loved. You are accepted. That you matter. Just right this moment, can you tell me where in your body where you feel a connection, an anxiety, attachment? Just right now, where do you feel that?
In my stomach.
Okay. All right, so I'd like you to hold your hands or a hand just over your stomach for a minute. I'm just going to give it comfort, understanding, peace. As you hold your hand over your stomach. And anything that's not yours, anything that's from anybody else that's connected to you, and ask that to just fall away, go into the light to be composted. As you're holding your hand over your stomach, just going to ask that just beautiful life force energy fill into that space, pure light of the divine, healing, supporting, and loving that whole space and that whole area that's taken on this anxiety for so long. And to move your hands up into your heart for a moment.
Okay.
Just breathe. Just right for this moment, what do you notice? Just right now.
I just, with my eyes closed and my mind's eye, I just see a lot of letters that are just floating away, but I can't make them out. It just looks like random letters.
Okay. Because we're clearing a lot, again, a lot that's not yours. So those mechanisms of moving can feel like they can be words, they can be symbols, they can be, again, letters, like you saw. You can feel heat, you can feel cold, but those are those kind of letting go processes. So that's beautiful to hear. If you had to write just right this second, we're going to do one more piece, but just right this second, it almost felt like a 9 or a 10 when you were talking. What does your anxiety level feel like right this moment?
Maybe a 5 or 4.
Okay. Okay. So now we're going to go to 2018 when you said the panic attacks first started. As we breathe into that, just bring yourself to the situation that first created that, what was going on. See if, what's the first thing that's popped into your mind? If you can share that, great. If not, just we'll continue on. But anything pop into your mind about 2018 when that first happened? What was going on?
I don't know. I think I just had a lot of random fear pop up. I ended up, this is November 2018, I ended up catching a cold. And I had to go to the doctor because it was pretty bad, and they gave me a steroid for my cough. And I just remember not really wanting to take it, but then I was so afraid because the doctor said that I could be developing pneumonia, so he told me to take it. So I took it, and then 2 days later in the kitchen I had a panic attack, and I just thought that it was a reaction to the medication, and I thought that I was dying. And that replays over and over.
Okay. Yep. We're going to go right there now. And again, anyone that's listening as well, you know, just ask yourself to receive this, whatever healing you can in this process. And as we bring light, we let things go. Just allow yourself to do whatever of that your body allows at this moment. So, okay. So
yeah,
back to that.
Yeah, while you work on it, Susan, it's a very common phenomena that, you know, sometimes our brain kind of, it's like short circuiting. It just creates a loop, and then it just keeps looping around in that. So
right.
Let's delete that. Let's unhook that loop.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, breathe like you're breathing it out of your heart. We're going to go into all those places where that the steroids, the antibiotics, the fears associated with that, the energy, just that high intensity energy that's associated with that doctor visit, all of those pieces. We're going to just go all of those. Let that go. Cut. Literally go in with a suction tube of any energy that's residue from those steroids, those medications. Let those be cleared, fully cleared from your organs, from your cells, from the memories that created them, from the cell memory. Now just imagine a ball of beautiful gold healing light just pouring in from the top of your head. And it cleanse, clear, and balance yourselves. Just going to keep floating in through the top of your head and moving down your body, down into your feet, and out into the earth. And then one more nice deep breath. I would say yes or no. First thought that comes to your mind, did that clear?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to thank your body for all that it's done to support you, especially in 2018 with all that was going on, and for it's finding its alignment and balance again, support and peace. Oh, and if you had to rate that anxiety right now, and the panic piece for sure, what number would you give it right now?
I would still say a 4. It's okay. Like when I definitely felt energy rising during the release process, and it brought me to tears, and I just saw 2018 switch to 2019. And it's almost, I don't know.
Okay, so it took your pieces, your individual pieces, and now the collective is still sitting there. And what I'd like to do is we're going to be doing, this is the group process at the end, all the collective pieces. So we're gonna hold off for a minute so that we can do, when we do all that together, to support you on the piece that's now sitting here in 2019 and for sure the 2020 pieces that are body.
If you want to do it now, if you want to do it
now. The group process now?
Mm-hmm. And that way.
Yeah,
we can check and see if it's gone down from a 4. That way we can all do it together now.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay.
Does that work for you, hon? Is that good?
Yes, it is. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. I do know when we talk through the packages, there's some daily pieces, and people that have been going through anxiety for like literally almost daily, it's your energetic medication. And so listening to those on a daily basis is going to make a big difference.
I totally agree. And I have talked to many, brain health specialists when I was dealing with my own stuff. And it's like if you walk even on a path daily, there's indentation in it then. You get used to it, and the brain just automatically kind of goes on autopilot, and it just keeps taking that route. So similarly, when you're used to running stress patterns, doing one energy healing work, having one session, that's awesome. That's going to untangle those loops. It's going to unhook all of that stuff. But if it's chronic and it's been going on for years, then having these tools, like as soon as it begins, put this on, listen to it, it's going to stop it in its tracks. And, this is where the miraculous brain elasticity comes up. Just as quickly as it learns a new behavior, it will unlearn it too when you don't do it. So over a period of 20 to 40 days, you're going to find that it no longer does that, because those neural pathways, that circuitry is no longer going to be used. So we'll talk about that when we discuss the special offer. But right now, you wanted to do the group process, and I'm ready. Let's get everybody else ready, and let's do it.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so everyone listening here and on the replay, I just want you to take a breath. And just one more. And to start, I want you to put one of two things. I want you to either put your hands over your heart as you breathe. Or if you're feeling just extra anxiety and stress, just for a moment, just put one hand over your forehead and one hand over the back of your head along the ridge. And just as you sit there for just about 30 seconds or so, just hold those right there. Because those hand motions are literally talking to the body, giving them peace, bringing in calm, and helping them just feel some safety and balance. Okay, so one of those two hand locations, or just breathe, whatever is most how your body's talking to you today. And I want you to notice from 0 to 100% how much of this anxiety and fear energy is not yours. just see 0 to 100%. It might be 10, it might be 80, it might be 100. Just whatever you notice, the first thought that pops in your mind. Okay, and then for different people, that shows up in different ways. But we're going to just pull all of that energy, all of those anxiety, fears, negative energies that are not yours. We're just going to ask them to be pulled out from your body and just put into a bucket in front of you. You can sense, see, feel, may not notice anything, but just we're pulling all those out from above, below, around, front, back, sides, however deep they are in you, knowing that these aren't yours to manage. There's nothing that you need to do about these. We're just going to lift them out. Collective fears and energies that are not yours. Just continue to breathe. Maybe even breathing like you're pushing all of that out from the inside of you out into this bucket that's in front of you. Cut any attachments that might be hanging on. I'm going to ask to forgive all involved that have created those fears and anxieties, all that collection, knowing, unknowing. Just built on themselves, some of them. Some legitimate fears that have happened, fears of the future, fears from the past. There's time to have a clean slate, to be able to just take care of our own selves. So if you sense, see, or feel that bucket, I want you to just take it and send it up into the universe, to God and the angels, to take care of. Interference, distracting energies. Again, these are energies that are not yours, that just other sources. They're just in your way, not supporting you, blocking you from your peace and joy and happiness. And ask those to all fall out into the earth to be composted. Give support to Mother Earth. Absorb these challenges, these difficulties, and transmute into love. Wherever you're holding your hands right now, put them over your heart, if you can. We're going to ask your heart what it needs. The first thought that comes to your mind, what does your heart need right now? Whatever that is, however that shows up, thoughts and words and colors and feelings, allow your heart and your body to absorb what it needs. It might be love, it might be peace, kindness, joy, fun. Just ask that your body and your heart be open to receive that healing, loving energies from the divine. Knowing that you are naturally designed and created for happiness and joy, peace and calm, love and worthiness. A couple deep breaths. And we'll take a full breath, breathing that light and love in. So we activate that through your full body, this radiant life force energy. Carrying that in, that light in from the top of your head. Grounding it into your cells as it works all the way down through your feet. Grounding into Mother Earth. And fully grounding you. You're connected to the earth, connected to the divine, that life force energy just flowing through, raising your energy, a higher vibration that supports you in love and light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
Oh, was really, really powerful. Where is our caller? How are you feeling, dear?
I am feeling amazing.
You're feeling amazing? That's awesome.
Amazing.
I love it.
Amazing. Oh, that was so powerful, so emotional. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm so grateful for the both of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
Emotional is good. And you were, last time it was at a 4. Has it gone down?
I don't feel any anxiety at all.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love it, love it, love it.
At all. Thank you, guys.
That is so beautiful. Enjoy it. You know, you've done some heavy lifting. You've let go a lot of stuff, so congratulations. And I really encourage you to really invest in, if you can, you know, at least in package A so you can get those MP3s. So they're, you know, handy whenever you need it. Boom. I know, honey, I'm a single mom too. I know us moms, whether single or married, we really need these pick me ups.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
okay.
There's so much stuff.
Very happy for you here.
Enough.
Thank you, guys.
I mean, everyone, you're so welcome, sweetheart. I'm very happy for you. You know, like I said, no one deserves to live like this on an ongoing basis and just basically having to become hopeless because the mainstream medicine actually does not have any hope or any help. You go there with a lot of hope and then you realize, oh, wow, they're just as confused as I am and they don't seem to know much about this. And the body is so intricate. You know, I was reading about it. I was reading about some of the studies they're still doing regarding the pandemic, the COVID. And then they're finding out this weird relationship with T cells. And they're still mystified about how some people just have this natural immunity because of T cells. And I'm like, you know, this just goes right back to proving how little scientists still know, even very well-meaning, dedicated research scientists, there's so little they know. With something as basic as immunity, you would think that they would have figured that out by now, but they haven't. And when you're talking about the brain, which they are admitting they know very little about, it just makes sense that, you know, all these mental health conditions are not really getting a lot of treatment from mainstream medication because we just don't know enough. We just don't. And, but to be putting all these chemicals inside our body that cause more long-term damage than good, it's just, anyway, like I said, there is a lot of help energetically and spiritually, and I'm living proof of that. So that was beautiful. There are some, let's go ahead and check webcast because there are a lot of people talking about how wonderful the process was and how they've had really, oh, wow. So there's a lot of comments regarding people that need help. Guys, you will have to be on the phone in order to do a one-on-one. Otherwise, we'll send your questions to Susan with the email. She'll email you back. So this comment is from Tara, and she said, Susan is so amazing. I've been working with her for many years now, and she embodies the most pure love and light. Just being in her presence is the most healing thing you can experience. I can't say enough wonderful things about her. She is just an angel, and I love her so much. Thank you, Susan, for being the awesome you and for bringing heaven to earth. That is so beautiful. It's a beautiful testimonial. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Tara. And we have a person on the phone, actually one of our other healers, Deborah, who wants to talk about her experience with you recently, Susan. Can you, Gretchen, can you unmute Deborah? I see her. She's like two callers down from Susan's phone line. Do you
Deborah,
see her,
you're unmuted.
Gretchen? Okay, cool. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Hi, Deborah. Can you hear? Can you hear me? Okay, I've got my little earbuds on. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, yeah. Did you enjoy the group process?
Oh, it was just amazing. Oh, I loved it. I feel great.
Beautiful.
Really nice.
Awesome.
I love what Susan does. I have to tell you, the experience I had last week, I meditate every day, and I'm pretty good with anxiety, but there was a situation that was temporary, and I was at an 8 as far as anxiety and stress about it. So Susan did a very similar process as the group one right now, and I could feel the energy just moving so quickly out of my energy. I didn't realize there was so much, you know. You don't realize, like you said, you put it in the bucket, and all of a sudden it's just coming out. And I went very quickly to a 0. You know, at first it was like 0.5, you know, then it was 0 by the time it was only within like 10 minutes of you working with me.
Wow.
And I have to tell you something magical that happened. You don't know about this yet. Yeah. So I felt much better. I worked for a few hours, and I thought, well, let me go out of the house and sit on my boat, you know, and just float. Maybe I could just meditate there and just, you know, just keep the peace going. I was very relaxed, but I was sitting on the boat. Now, you had asked me, just like you did in the group call, you said, well, what do you want to feel in your heart once the energy had been moved out? What do you want to feel? And right away, the word love came. You say, well, what's, you know, just whatever the first word is. So I said, love. I said, just more love. Well, I'm sitting on the boat, and this other family pulled up, and they had this beautiful lab, a dog, and then they brought the dog at this outdoor cafe to sit and have dinner. Well, then the owner said, you can't have a dog here. It's illegal. You know, we can't, for the health department. So they came back without being able to have dinner, and I said, hey, wait a minute. I love dogs. I said, I'll be happy to watch your dog. And, you know, labs are all unconditional love. You know,
yes,
they're just
they
such are. Great breed. All dogs are. It's just, I happen to love labs. I've had a couple myself. I used to. So anyway, they said, really, will you watch our lab? I'm trying to think of his name. It was so cute. But anyway, I said, sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I got to pet this dog who was so loving. It filled my heart with so much love. Over an hour, and all I kept thinking was, I've got to tell Susan, I've got to write a testimony. I had so much love, like, just what a shift in the day. But I'm like, it's the magic of the energy work. I know. So thank you, Susan. It was just such an amazing shift, and I appreciate your awesome work. Thank you.
Oh, that is so amazing. Love it.
Thrilled.
Love
I'm
that
thrilled.
Story. What a beautiful. Yeah.
Just
I mean,
so much love. I'm like,
it manifested so quickly. I love
so,
it. Yeah. That is amazing.
I know. I was amazed.
Love,
I'm like, there's
so
more to your work, I think, than you even realize. You know, it was just, the energy kept going, you know, the magic. Oh, so good. Thank you. And only 15
it's
minutes.
Beautiful.
Like, it was so fast.
It was fast. It was very fast. Well, thank you so much for sharing. You filled our hearts with love with that beautiful story.
Aww.
Love it. Thank you
so
much. All right, dear, best of luck, and may God continue to bless you with love and blessings. So, all right, so I want to remind you guys that We have a couple of more group processes that Susan is going to do towards the end of the show. I, unfortunately, will have to leave a little early, so I won't be able to continue, but Gretchen is going to be here, so she will be able to help take more callers. You'll be able to still connect, get some more processes, and there is a group process as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that, because there's going to be some, you know, pretty heavy-duty energies that we're going to be shifting out today. I want to talk about Susan's offer now, because there are people that have literally been in worse conditions than even what you might be experiencing right now and have been able to shift. So I'm going to read you a couple of the summaries of their experiences. So one person said, I cleared 18 years of trauma of mine within 1 hour. Another person said, the churning lists and worries that I had in the middle of the night is over for me. Yet another person, my daughter's behavior changed in an instant from severe social anxiety to shopping in a large mall. Now, those of you that have had social anxiety know this is next to impossible. My mind is actually calm. The incessant negative chatter is gone. I now have a clean slate. Another person said, just a five-minute listen, and this is to the MP3s, of course. Just a five-minute listen, and I feel better, immediately more relaxed and peaceful. I averted my panic attacks. Another person said, my anxiety instantly dropped from a 7 to a 2. Another person, after one session, I felt as if 30 years of emotional stress was lifted off of me. You know, this is remarkable, because when you learn to live with anxiety, so you're managing anxiety and depression, you usually don't even know how much energy you're expending, how much energy you're using to just constantly deal with this. You almost forget how easy and light it is to go through life when you don't have to constantly keep this darkness at bay. So the beauty of what I love in Susan's package when she was putting this together, this is emergency help, you guys. This is for those of you that are going through chronic or really acute anxiety and stress right now. And this could be that you may not have had it before the pandemic, but now you can't seem to get rid of it. Some of us, I totally believe this, some of us empaths and who had, you know, signed up for clearing the collective off of heavier energies, some of us started getting intuitively, we were getting depressed and anxious like a year before the pandemic started. But that was basically because we were attuned to what was coming. And then when it hit us, that's when we were like, okay, I'm going to go full throttle ahead. Now, it also forced us to get the help that we needed beforehand.
Yes.
So we were actually ready for when the big wave came. I believe that was the case with me, because I haven't had much to deal with since the pandemic started. Mine was worse, you know, last year. But there are many people who are actually getting hit now, and that's okay. It's perfectly fine. We just are all warriors on the same path, and we all need to be, you know, investing in ourselves, taking time to first take care of ourselves so that we can do it for the rest of the people. I love these offerings because of the fact that they have those go-to tools that you can immediately, you can keep with you, those pick-me-ups that you can use immediately to break that negative loop. It is so important. A couple of years ago, I was talking to a research scientist who was actually writing a paper on exactly this subject, stress and anxiety and the chronic, especially the chronic cases. And she told me, she said, it's imperative. The number one thing is to somehow break that loop. Once you get into that loop, the brain just keeps going round and round, and no amount of willpower is going to stop it. So there need to be some other methodologies that can help break that circuitry, that loop. Because it's like, you know, like that guinea pig on that wheel. It just keeps going round and round and round. It just doesn't know when to stop. And these are going to help you stop that. The more you stop, the more, you know, right in the middle of it, you stop. And fourth, fifth time, you'll realize, oh, huh, it didn't even start. And then, like
right.
I said, 21 to 40 days. Typically, that's what they say it takes. You will have a new lease on life. That's how much it's going to shift. It's huge. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you had the energy available to do the things that you love doing. Right now, it's being used to just fend off that darkness, as I was talking about it. It takes you know, 10 times the effort just to get yourself to feel motivated to do something. But imagine if you didn't have to use all that energy to motivate yourself. It was just right there. How much more can you do? How much more actually can you do with your loved one? And how much would life shift? That's what the real gift is over here. And I'm going to let Susan go over the packages because they're very comprehensive. She really thought about making this really a comprehensive body of work for anyone that is dealing with stress, because she has helped many clients just like you. She knows exactly what you're going through. She knows what it needs, what it's going to take, and she's added all of that in her packages. So, Susan, I'm going to invite you. Actually, let me announce the URL. It's orderjoy2020.com/Susan, or press the special offer button on the webcast and on the replay also. You will have a link. All right, go ahead, Susan. If you can please describe both the offers, that would be great.
Okay, so the first piece that that I found with folks is this clearing of all of the energies around us, the energies that are not ours that we don't have to deal with. So the first offering really has to do with sort of just like Aaron was talking about, breaking that cycle, clearing the things that are not ours, so that we just don't have to be managing those anymore. So the first part of the offering is a 30-day radiant recharge, and that's nothing that you have to do except for just receive that energy. And what's just beautiful about it is you can just kind of go about your day. I'm going to be infusing that remote healing into your body, releasing what's not serving you, and just bringing in just the most beautiful light and joy and love and what your body is asking for, to just bring that in. And so it starts from day one. If I could probably tell just from the group call today, it will boost your energy because those things aren't dragging you down and draining you. So that's the first big piece, is this 30-day remote healing that I'm going to be providing starting August 10th to September 10th. And so that will just be just a clearing and rejuvenating. Just, you don't even have to think about it. And the next piece is being able to address in a group setting, because there's so much energy when you're in a group of people that are dealing with some similar issues. Both dealing with those issues as a group and bringing in higher and higher energies as a group is so much more effective than just working on things by yourself. And so there's three group calls to deal with just everything else outside of just the base anxieties and stressors and fears that we're dealing with. So there's some trauma for sure is a big piece, and grief, other fears, depressions. There's just a bunch of connected energies to anxiety and stress. And the next, the first call is dealing with those. The next one is truly letting you plug in to that flow of radiant life force energy to just keep you boosted up. So we're just going to address all of things first that haven't cleared, all of things that are, you know, periphery pieces, and then we're going to just really fully get your body recharged, not letting go of those blocks and limitations, and so that you can really be free to start fresh, have a clean slate for the new you. And then we'll follow that up with a third call that really is letting you be free to move into that you that you know that you are, keeping your vibration high, staying in that really feeling good energy, and jumping you in clearly, really clearly, to see what lights you up and what movement you want forward to keep you on that path that it's the place that you love. So those are the three group calls as part of this package A. And then I'd say the go-to is really for your everyday, you can do this on your own, are these MP3s. So all of the research and the learning and the analytical pieces of my engineering mind, I've been able to go in and figure out, you know, how the brain and the heart works when it's in these anxiety and stressor situations, and how to, you know, let those pieces go that that are not serving you anymore, and let that flow regenerate, let the circuits be reconnected properly, and just get back to the way that you were created to be. And so this survival kit, which is kind of a three-part survival kit, is doing just that. The very first one, you know, you just play for 1 or 2 days, and it's getting to the pieces of you that might have drawn in those experiences of anxiety and stress. And often I've found that those are, you know, love, how you feel when with respect to love, being wanted, being accepted. And so we go to those places right away. We deal with kind of griefs and fears. It's a 10 minute audio, so it's not very long. You'll play that for a couple days, and it's going to start doing that balancing in your brain and your heart and your body. And then the daily calm, this is really the kind of this 5 minute one that Aram referred to, and a lot of my clients just use on a regular basis. It is just going through on a 5 minute listen to, kind of whatever time of day, that is truly going to create calm and focus and clarity, and to where you get to, it's like things are fine. I'm just don't have these highs and lows and these difficulties. We're just keeping our body in a great place to function. So that's one that, you know, I recommend a couple weeks to play it, but, you know, whenever you're feeling kind of heightened stress, in fact, I even did it for me this morning before the call because I was a little, you know, nervous about here. And it just lets you take that breath and breathe. And then the third piece is if you do have some acute anxiety going on, from my energy medicine background and just all of the learnings that I have from the medical intuitive, there's specific actions you can do with your hands. So the breathing is one. There's some hand motions that you can put, you know, on your heart, on your head, that really just drop the anxiety down, and they are literal, you know, panic attack stoppers. And so that's noted in there. And then I have just a full grounding, balancing MP3 that just kind of gets you reset, grounded again, to be able to deal with when you have a, you know, acute anxiety attack. So that's kind of the main parts. There's an exclusive Facebook group that I'll have that, you know, just to help work through questions that people have, insights, give you, you know, extra tools to use. So that's available all as package A. Forgot the bonus. This is what Aaron's been using as well, and quite a few of my clients, my family, is restorative sleep piece. And this is another, it's only available for a limited time as part of this, but this is amazingly powerful for people that have trouble falling asleep, that people who wake up in the middle of the night and then you can't go back to sleep, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. This literally helps you calm down. You can just listen to it just before you go to bed. And it helps you literally go to sleep fast, and if you wake up in the middle of the night, to go back to sleep quickly. It just stops the chatter, all of the energies that are just keeping things just rolling around and churning in your head, and just get a peaceful night's sleep. And we all know that when we've slept well, the whole day, your whole life is different when you are sleeping well. So this was just a critical add that I needed to do after I was helping people with the anxiety piece, because they literally do go hand in hand. And I've had just huge results just from this, of, you know, some pretty tough cases of people that weren't sleeping well. And so so that's all part of package A. And then package B is basically adding on some one-on-ones with me, because we know that there's some challenges or some complexities that, you know, everyone doesn't fit into, you know, the one-stop shop sometimes. And but I know that we can get to the things that are causing you difficulty. We can move past those and get you onto a life that is at peace and joy and love with you. And so the one-on-one just gets to your individual case, the pieces that aren't being resolved, I have you do all the other pieces, at least the audios for a little bit first to help those clearings, the group pieces, and then we'll jump right into, you know, those one-on-ones to get you literally as quickly as possible past what's causing you disharmony, and so you can just in peace and joy and love have a life that you are excited about.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. And guys, if you haven't already been reading, there are many, many test cases that we have put here. The success stories are posted here that are a lot of Susan's clients, and then a lot of these people are actually FHTJ community members that were that Susan worked with, and they have given back their feedback. So, I mean, you have changed my life. I'll never be able to thank you enough. Of course, I mean, when somebody has been dealing with chronic stress and it goes away, it's life-changing. Another person said, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, I am healthier than I have been in years. It's just phenomenal. And right now, Package A, with all the bonuses, and there are limited time bonuses, the Restorative Sleep MP3, by the way, I've been using it, like I said, every day. You'll go to sleep and you'll sleep like a baby within minutes. It's awesome. That's in package A, which is for $147. Package B comes with a session. And if you want to, you can use the two-pay plan for that. So you pay 50% now and you pay the rest in 30 days. Or if you qualify for PayPal credit, then when you're checking out, you know, check for that, because you can, buy either package on PayPal credit. Okay. Now, there are many questions on the webcast.
Let me add one more piece to the one-on-one. I don't work just on stress and anxiety. I work on, you know, all, you know, physical issues, you know, emotional stressors, stuff that's holding you back, and I do a lot of work on, you know, physical things. You know, just the one testimony that's in there is a friend of mine that has had this cyst in the back of his leg that was, he almost couldn't walk because it had just got so debilitating, and literally within, you know, 24 hours he could move again. The pain was reduced to over half of what it was, and by day four it was done. He was walking, and it's just, he canceled his doctor's appointment to have the cyst drained, and he's just doing great now. So there's more than just the, you know, anxiety and stressor pieces on those one-on-ones. So so for those that have other physical things that need to be worked on, that's the one for you. So go ahead, Erin.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Yeah, no, thank you for explaining that. The offer is orderjoy2020.com/Susan, S-U-S-A-N. I see many of you that have jumped in and invested in this. Congratulations. I can't wait to hear about your story, how you were able to completely transform what is happening right now to really that of joy and fulfillment, because that's the other piece. Once you move the things that are causing the stressors, she fills that up with joy. And as you heard from Deborah, some of us get to actually experience that pretty much immediately, you know, the love and joy that it gets filled up with, which is awesome. We all need that. So I'm going to go ahead and go back to our callers, and Gretchen is going to help with that, Susan. And
I am
not sure if I'm going to be able to hang on, because my call might disconnect, and unfortunately I will not be able to dial back in today. So if that happens, goodbye from me to all of you. Lots and lots of love. And we're going to still carry on with this call. And one more thing I wanted to announce, because there were some requests. We're going to add this call to the package. We're going to throw that in, because there are some amazing processes in this call. So whether you're buying A or B, we're going to add this call in. Because remember, there are a couple of group processes that are still left. So there's some powerful energy even on this call. So you can listen to that replay. All right, go ahead, Gretchen. You can start taking callers now.
Thank you, Erin.
Thanks, Erin.
Thanks, Gretchen.
Hello, everyone, and hello, Susan. So glad to be here with you.
Me too. Thank you.
All right. So I see 8 hands raised. If you want to pick our next caller, Susan, that would be great.
Okay, we'll just go for 2.
All right, number 2. Your first 3 digits are 303. 303, you are unmuted.
Hi, this is Marcia.
Hello.
Marcia,
hello.
Welcome.
Hi,
welcome.
Susan and Gretchen. Susan, I'm calling on behalf of my husband.
Okay.
He was diagnosed about 5 weeks ago with leukemia, and that was in the ER when I took him in for a severe reaction to a bee sting, and that was the result. So he was hospitalized and a couple of days, and so now we're dealing with the diagnosis. And
yep.
A couple of weeks ago was the first that he had the courage to start reading about his specific kind of leukemia, which appears to be treatable, although they're saying not curable, but I cancel delete when I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 to 4 hours of him starting to do research, he broke out with some hives.
Yep.
And hives, that's been kind of his lifelong stress reaction. But
okay.
Typically a hive would be the size of a fingernail. And I think because of the compromised immune system, these hives are swollen and 2 and 3 inches big. And he still has them. They started on his arms. Those are starting to dry up. They went to his chest. Now it's his legs. And they're big and they get ulcerated. And
yep,
of course,
yep.
It's this vicious circle of stress. When he's
yep.
stressed, he gets hives. And now he's stressed that he's going to get more hives. And each day
right.
he wakes up and, you know, here's two more. And is
okay.
this going to be part of what I have to live with? That's what he's
yeah.
asking. Is this, you know, because he's literally coming out of his skin.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, so what I'm going to ask go ahead.
So I'm asking for help with, of course, the doctor prescribes anti-anxiety medication. And
right.
that stuff, it works. I can see it within about 20 minutes, but it makes him loopy and a wobbly
mm-hmm.
walk. And, oh, my God. So there's his stress dealing with the one with the diagnosis and my stress dealing with how
That's
do true. I best support him.
Right. Absolutely. So the one thing I will quick say is as we do this and in the audios, for people that are taking anxiety medications, in fact, most of my clients are that before they start taking this, there's no issue with continuing that. But what you'll find is you won't need those quite quickly because the audio itself is going to be taken care of, that those resettings, and they're going at the level that it needs to fully resolve it. Just know
yes.
that.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to kind of bring you in plus the energy of your husband so we can support you both together, okay?
Thank you.
So I want you to take a deep breath. And Martha, just for you, I want you to just, if you can, hold one hand across your forehead and one
yep.
hand across the back of your head. Just
yep.
for 3 or 4 breaths, just hold your hands there for a moment.
Okay, and my name is Marcia.
Oh, Marcia, I'm
Martha.
Sorry.
No, I get
okay.
Martha all the time, but in case it matters, I don't think it does.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Marcia. And what is your husband's name?
Tim.
Okay. Okay. And just your part right now, if you had to rate the anxiety and the stressor that you have going on, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, what would you rate that at?
Well, it's funny because since I started talking to you, my heart is just racing. And
okay.
it wasn't when I sat here listening to the call in the group process.
Yeah, but when we are, you know, addressing our own stuff, and when that gets highlighted, it comes out what it needs to be. So,
yeah. Well, I'm going to say a 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
In
and,
this moment.
Perfect, yes. Okay. So we're going to go just first and look at the pieces that are connected to that anxiety for you, for your husband. There's different routes for both of you, but we're going to go to those each individually, but together. Step below each of those. Going first to the connection with the doctors, the hospitals, the diagnoses, just the words that happen that just are so fearful, and ask to lovingly free all those with forgiveness and love. Step into the immune system for a moment of your husband. As you breathe in, for you, just for you. To reset his system for his best and highest good. Asking that your healing teams and your divine support just lovingly comes in. Going through your own body, your heart, your mind, all those aspects of the immune system. Clear what's not yours. Clear those panic moments. Clarity to flow through of the right pathways, the right information, the resources that are most supportive. Or rejuvenate, reintegrate to perfect balance. On the central nervous system. And just for you, Marcia, right now, we ask your heart, what does it need for peace and calm and support? The first thought that comes to your mind?
The word compassion comes up.
Okay, whatever that looks like for you, that's just that word, if you have that feeling, that comfort, that wraparound hug, just whatever that is, just allow yourself to be held in that compassion. Your heart, your mind, soul, your spirit, just to receive that compassion for you so that you can share that compassion for your husband. In forgiving all involved that aren't allowing that, that have created that difficulty and stress and anxiety, return to sender with love. Going back to your husband, we're just going to step to that first experience where those hives were created for him, created those imbalances in his system, imbalances in his immune system, the attacks that have happened to his body from the moment they were created, any ancestral piece to that, all those involved. Release into light, forgiveness and love. And breathe in balance, support, healing love and light. For both of you, we breathe in that healing, support and love, compassion into the top of your head. Ground that in through all of your cells. And ground that into Mother Earth. Those live wires that have been strewn about, that ungrounded energy, solid, solid into the ground. Peace. Calm, love, compassion. Take one more deep breath. You're both strong, whole, and loved and supported. Marcia, what do you notice now?
My heart has stopped racing.
Good.
Kind of a place of void or neutral, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
My arms are getting heavy as I hold them up on my head.
Sorry. Supposed to take those down.
Oh, I'm going to say, they're kind of getting heavy.
Yeah, sorry, shake those arms out. But they did plenty of work talking to your brain and your heart and letting things be calm and peaceful again.
Yeah. Hopeful. I guess I'm feeling hopeful.
Good, good, good. And hopefully that'll continue to bring in clarity and peace and calm so that the body knows how to heal, the resources and the support that you need and the information is always healing and supportive, and that the body knows it wants to be strong and healthy again, and it's just had these compromises, and you both are going to get through this and be stronger and stronger and healthier and happier every day.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. And as hopefully maybe you can get the packages and both of you can listen to the audios to help get through any other pieces. Let that be a kind of trained in your bodies of just that peace and calm, releasing what's not yours, and especially that medical, how the medical information is portrayed and perceived is, you know, it just heightens those stressors. So
right.
Listening to this on a daily basis is going to help just get that all calm so you can be clear to move forward. Know you have to, both of you, know what to do to find that healthy, happy body again. And the one-on-one might be very useful to your husband to get through any other of the pieces that need to be addressed for
thank
him
you.
To move, really move forward. So thank you. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful
day. Thank
you,
Marcia, for joining. All right. Thank you, Susan. That was great. I have a couple questions, and then we'll get back to some more callers. One is, so on the in the package, it says that sessions begin on the 17th of August. Can you explain why you set it up that way, Susan?
Yes. The audios in the survival kit are recommended a 2-week listening process, and the radiant recharge is going to start before that, and it's going to help just doing this remote clearing out of the stuff that's not yours, letting you be kind of built up, boosted up, and all of these things are just going to get things at a really stable state, so that when we do the one-on-one, we're not trying to deal with all of those pieces. Those are taken care of, and then we can get to the left acute or chronic pieces that your body really does need to deal with, and then those can just be taken care of so fast because you don't have all of these other layers on first. So it's kind of your homework before to make those one-on-one sessions most effective. So that's why I set it up that way.
Great. Thank you for that. I also have a question from Ray. And Ray said, once cleansed or healed, is there a daily exercise we can perform on ourselves to stay balanced and keep ourselves out of these negative or harmful spaces or mindsets?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Yes, definitely. Part of it is just that breathing and just finding yourself some quiet, peaceful moments just at the beginning of your day. So that breathing in, getting some calm. And then for me, what I do every day is I just do that divine connection. So connecting with, spirit, source, divine energy, and just having that moment to know that you are not alone. You're being supported and helped and at peace in your life always. And then the other piece that I do, it's part of my energy medicine training. There are some things that you could do can just support your energy, keep your energies moving forward. And a couple of those are holding your hand over your heart, tapping your thymus, which is kind of over your heart space, tapping your lower ribs, which is where your spleen and your liver are, and just get things kind of opened and moving and flowing. And then last, I would say just asking for an intention for that day. How can I be at more peace today? How can I have clarity for what I need to do? What is going to help me have the best day? And when you put that in terms of a question, it allows the God and the universe to kind of create those experiences for you. Bring in just those things that you're intending for the day. And so those are things that just really help me and that are just very useful starting techniques to have. Gratitude, I guess, is the one thing that's wonderful all the time. Just being grateful for where you're at, what you have right now, who's in your life, just your gifts and the life that you have, and then asking for, what can I do to make that even better?
Perfect. I love that. And also, I think in your group calls, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to be also sharing a lot of tools in there and also some
Absolutely.
Energy. Yeah, awesome. And then I have a question about the MP3. So, you give a protocol, to listen to, for certain ones for certain days. So, if somebody, they listen to those, if somebody, say 2 months down the road, 3 months down the road is feeling the daily calm, is that something they should continue with? Is that something they can use, it's that you have it in your back pocket when you need it, those kind of things?
Yes, you absolutely can use all of those anytime that you want. And so, in fact, I have someone who's been using these for a while, and she had just an experience that was just very shook her up and just kind of pulled off her game. She wasn't sleeping. She stopped sleeping at night well, her mind was racing, and so she knew to just go to pull out the restorative sleep and the daily calm. She just played those, and she said, oh, my word, why didn't I think about that? I'm finally calm again, back to sleep. But so you can just pull them out whenever you want. Some people have literally continue past those 2 weeks and they just listen every day because it's 5 minutes. It's just your, it's your daily meds. So there's no harm in just continuing to listen to them or just pulling out whenever you have it. They're there for you to use whenever, and they really will change things in an instant.
Awesome. Thank you. And one other thing, you know, that popped up for me is, you know, when you were talking to Marcia and you were talking about so many times, like when we're, like, we think that, you know, we need more money, we need a better job, we need, you know, like, and so, like, we work on those individual things. But I know so often, like, when you're stuck in this stress, anxiety, worry, I've been there, like, I'm up at 3 a.m., mm-hmm. you know, and I'm just, like, wake up and get up because I'm, like, I'm not sleeping. You know, like, when you're stuck on that, in that pattern and in that worry, fear place, like, you mm-hmm. can't even see what the next step is. Whether it's or I need to make money. Like, you can't see through the trees to get there.
Right. And that really is, I'd say, the whole intent of these audios is to kind of calm down all of that worry, all of that fear, all of the what ifs, all of those I can't see clear, I can't think clear, I can't do any of these. It's going to the places in the body and the brain that are holding those, for lack of anything better to say, those fight or flight mechanisms, because they don't need to be locked on, you know, 100% hold, because that's not truth anymore. Those things aren't true anymore. And so it goes and it says, if the body can do this, and it's for your best and highest good to just get everything calmed down, get it back to its base level that's best for you, then you don't have all of this churning going on, and you're just, your body is literally saying, I am okay to listen and understand and hear what the next best thing is for me to be addressing.
That's awesome. I love how you designed that. And I love, you know, like, you have your three group calls, and then your third group call is like, you kind of like clear out all the junk, and then you get to really talk about what is moving forward. You know, what is that? What is that path? So I just had to point that out, but I love how you set this up. Very, very awesome.
And that's kind of how I work with people too, is we get rid of all the gunk, all the stuff that's not yours, all the stuff that's dragging you down, causing difficulty, and then let's get to this. I want you to just love your life. So what do we need to do to get there? Let's do that. Let's jump on that track and go for it.
Perfect. Thank you for explaining that.
You bet.
All righty. If you want to pick another number, let's talk to another caller. Actually, I see Wilma here, and she wrote in. And Wilma, I want to unmute you because you have an issue that you want to work on. So, Wilma, are you there?
Hello,
Wilma. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I've got your nose, and my problem has always been my eyesight and my financial struggle. But I started back to work part-time with reduced hours, which means reduced hours for my part-time hours. And about a week or so ago, I went in for a shift, and an hour before I was supposed to leave, I work in a jewelry store, so an hour before I was supposed to leave, two young men came in and wanted to see some gold chains, which, you know, are usually quite expensive, and literally just ran off with them. So I'm dealing with it's very weird to explain. It's like so much anxiety that, oh my God, why did this happen to me? If I'm not getting enough, there's that why me thing, like, okay, I'm already enough is taken away that I can barely cover my rent. And then I show up for work, and an hour before I'm supposed to finish my shift, which is, and the other part of this is, I wasn't even scheduled for that day. My manager changed the schedule around. So there's a part of me that's like, why did the universe set me up for this, that I wasn't even supposed to work that day? I go in, and now I think it's almost like a little, it sounds traumatic to say, but a little PTSD or whatever, right? Because now when I am working, there's the, oh my God, is this person going to take this? You know what I mean? Is this gonna, person going to grab and run?
Right. Okay. Let's just see what all we can do just right in this moment.
Okay.
So Wilma, take a breath. And we know the experience that happened. We're just going to go to this one in particular. We're just going to ask your body all the places it's holding on to that and created that trauma and that PTSD-like experience. And go right to that place, and those holdings in your body. And Wilma, can you tell me, when I ask this, where do you feel those sensations in your body? In your head, in your heart, all over the place?
It feels everywhere. But I think more stronger in my throat area.
Okay. So let's go to the all over first. We're just going to pull off that blanket of violation.
That's a good way to describe it.
We're just going to just disconnect that from you, lift it off. Send that into a pit in the ground to be composted. What I want you to do is, as I'm working on this, I want you to breathe like you're breathing in and out of your heart. As you breathe in, it brings in that light and love into your heart. As you breathe out, it expands and sends out that light. So as you're breathing, it's changing those cells that were holding those stressors and that anxiety. It's giving them love, safety, support, peace. All will be well. Whatever caused those experiences to happen, why it had to happen that day, why did this have to happen to me, just going to let go of all significance of that. I'll ask what else is possible. Fully supports Wilma and her life. I'm going to go to put your awareness on your throat for a moment. In that throat chakra, and that energy of the throat, not being able to express yourself, the truth of yourself, what's kind of held you down from being the truth of you. We're going to let that all be pulled out. We can find and regain that truth and that power of you. Anything that's connected to that space that's not yours, it's taken away your power and your strength. Completely take away, remove from the core all the way out. And I want you to imagine a turquoise blue color just infusing into your throat space. That strengthening color of the throat chakra. And let that just rebuild, restore, rejuvenate all of that throat space. And then just take a couple more breaths. And just right now, Oma, what are you noticing?
It's very interesting because it feels like my entire throat chakra turned into I could almost see the breaks unbreaking and it all being a solid blue. But it's really interesting because while you were doing the initial blanket process, as it disappeared, I could feel my throat chakra, I could feel the energy there amplifying, and I was very aware it was anger, but I of course couldn't stop you from doing what you were doing. But then this is the weirdest thing. While we were releasing everything, I love the song "All of Me." Like, why not take all of me? Those words came to me, and it was in kind of like almost like, why would something I love, all of me, come at a point where? But I think I misinterpreted it. I think why not take all of me is the love taking all of me, and not the anger and the. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, Wilma, that is absolutely beautiful.
But that split second that I was thinking, oh, my God, why is a song I love, why not take all of me coming up now when I'm clearing? And then I realized it's because it's replacing all that's being cleared with the love. So that was very interesting because I could have got stuck in that and got off the phone and worried about, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. But it just kind of came right in. So thank you
and
for that.
And it really is. All of you is being surrendered into that love. So all of it doesn't allow that is surrendered away.
Oh, my entire body is shaking now.
Oh, love to all of every bit of you.
It feels like a clean slate. It feels like whatever had to go went. So thank you. And Gretchen, thank you so much for taking my call and allowing this to happen. I am so very grateful.
Oh, thank you, Wilma. And keep me posted how you do, okay?
Oh, I absolutely will. I'm running with this. Thank you.
Awesome.
Hey, have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Yeah, that was great. I know you want to take us through another group process as well. Is that right?
Yes, there's one more that I'd like to do. It's the happy heart activation.
Oh,
because our heart is so critical to everything that we do and are. And so I just want to give people that a little bit more of that clean slate, kind of like we just did for Wilma.
Awesome. I would love that. Let's do that.
Okay, and thank you everyone for sticking around so long here. This has been an absolute pleasure to be of service. Okay, so just take another breath as we finish up here. And I want you all here just to breathe in and out of your heart. Those listening here right now, just breathe like you're taking a breath into your heart, and the breath is being shared from your heart. And whoever you can, just get the state of your heart today. How is it feeling? Tense, heavy, happy, warm, no judgment on how it's feeling today, but just putting your awareness on it and letting it share. How are you today? And however you sense your information is just perfectly fine. But I want you to imagine just reaching just beautiful healing hands underneath your heart space, just holding your heart for a moment. And
Imagine running right now just crystal clear, cleansing, healing water. All the stuff that you don't need to deal with or know about, your heart doesn't serve you anymore. That crystal clear cleansing water from the heavens just pouring into your heart as you're holding it. You're holding your heart in your hand. And it's just falling away. All of the dark bits, all the heavy pieces, all of the bands that might be wrapped around them that you don't need, anything that's kept your heart from just being tucked away so that it now can start to receive the love and the joy that it was created for. Allow that water to just flow through that space. You might even sense you want to move your hands back and forth like it's under your faucet. And just gently, lovingly cleansing your heart. And then set that heart space upright again. And ask it what it needs today. What does it most need and want today? Joy, happiness, peace, knowing that all of those are its birthright. It was created in those beautiful, beautiful energies. Just allow those to be infused as we activate joy and happiness, peace and calm. We activate those into your heart space. Pouring through the radiant life force energy. Always there. Always supporting us. Always loving us. Always part of us. Give thanks to your heart. Forgiving all those that were associated with those heavy, difficult pieces. Sending that off with love. Giving your heart that clean, safe, joyful space. And then lovingly, gently place your heart back into its rightful place. Love flowing in and out. Lift your hands away. Take another breath. And know you are loved. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. That was amazing. What a wonderful way to end this fabulous call. Really, really powerful. Thank you, Susan.
My pleasure. And yeah, I do pray for all that are listening here today and who will listen to just feel and just embrace all those transformations and just be better and better every day.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. As a reminder, Susan's offer, we are extending the early bird prices and also the bonus, which is the restorative sleep. So we're going to extend that until tomorrow. So you have 24 hours to grab that if you feel called to join in on this offer. So I just wanted to make that announcement. And Susan, thank you for your gift and for sharing that with all of us today. Is there anything you want to share before we end today's call?
No, just breathe. Allow yourself to be at peace as much as possible and know that you are loved, you are accepted, and you matter. I'm so excited for each person. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Susan, so much, and thank you, everybody, for being here today. I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll be talking soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Susan. Bye-bye.